All right, Jim Taylor, Ty Taylor, and now Tanner Matlick on WRMJ, WRMJ.com on a Saturday morning. As the Golden Eagles last night rolled to a 36-8 victory over Illini West down at Pratt Memorial Field. I know Illini West got within 16-8, but the Eagles score the final 20 points of the game, 36-8. Nice performance at Pratt Memorial Field on homecoming, and I think it feels like, and it looks like, the Eagles are trekking in the right direction, are they?
Yeah, absolutely. We finally get a lot of kids back healthy, coming off injury, coming off sickness. Kind of proved what we could do when we have a full roster there last night. I was proud of both sides of the ball. The offense did a really good job stepping up, and they went on. Our offense went on some longer drives last night than we had all season. So getting the ball at the 20, driving all the way down the length of the field, going in, punch one in for six. So we did that multiple times last night. Our offensive line dominated the line of scrimmage. Defensively, we had 11 hats flying to the ball all night long. So it was a good team performance last night on George Pratt.
Yeah, so other than we gave up a long run for a score, is that it?
But yeah, we had them backed up, I think, 3rd and 13. We dialed up a blitz, which in hindsight probably wasn't the right call. We should have just played our gaps. But, yeah, dialed up a blitz there. Kid broke through the first level and was our best player, number 20. Kid's a good ball player, broke one off, broke a couple tackles, and took it all the way to the house. So, yeah, that was the biggest play we let up last night and really our only misstep on the defensive side of the ball. Other than that, I thought we played our gaps really fundamentally sound last night, flew to the football, like I said, and did a really good job on that side of the ball.
Yeah, well, 8's a good number to give up defensively, so you have to be pleased about that. Just pretty balanced for four quarters where you felt pretty good all 12 minutes each quarter?
Yeah. I thought we had a really good game plan dialed in, especially offensively. We knew we were going to try to spread them out. They adjusted to our spread attack. We would just run ISO the rest of the game, and that's what we did. Colby did a great job of leading the team out there, being a dual threat quarterback like he can be, running the power quarterback run game, and then, you know, also getting the ball to our playmakers on the outside. So I thought he operated really, really well last night behind a good offensive line. Tannen Whitehall again played really well. Fredrickson made some big plays in the pass game. Got Dalen Blazer in the end zone for the first time this year, so that was exciting. So, yeah, everybody stepped up. A total team effort last night.
Well, and it's interesting because you've dealt with so many injuries this year and so many issues with roster. So you try to say, what is our identity? You know, starting to maybe figure that out a little bit now that all these kids are coming back.
Yeah, yep. And we kind of had it figured out, I think, probably by week 2 or 3, and then that's when all the injuries started to happen, and we kind of had to adjust what we were going to be at that point and how we were going to attack teams. But now that we have everybody healthy, we're kind of back into the mode. We're back comfortable, I would say, with what we are doing and how we are executing. So, yeah, it's good to have everybody back and healthy and ready to roll for a postseason run.
Well, you talk about kind of dealing with those injuries at the midway point throughout the season. Now when you have kids back where you're, you know, close to full strength, I would think at this point, you know, looking ahead to a postseason run, it feels like it's almost kind of like a different team now, right? Where if you get another crack at maybe Farmington or Knoxville, I know that's a little bit down the line still, but it feels like, you know, it's almost a different team that'll be playing in the postseason that was playing when you got took a couple of those losses.
Yeah, it 100% is. And the thing about the injuries we had, it eliminated some guys that we had to replace with starters that are instantly playing their first varsity downs on both sides of the football, right? We had to replace Ian Willits with Grayson Thompson and replace Sedan with Grayson Thompson. So Grayson was playing his first varsity reps on both sides of the ball against Knoxville. That's no excuse. We got smoked that game, right? So, yes, getting kids back healthy is going to be huge for us down the stretch. And those kids are executing well right now, so we're excited to see what we can do. But I told the kids last night after the game, we still have to take this thing one game at a time. We can't get too excited about being 4-3 right now. We're still a 4-3 football team. We have to finish this season strong these last two games against Macomb and West Hancock.
Well, you say, you know, a 4-3 team now. I know when we talked after week one, you were really disappointed with that loss. But now, fast forward, you're heading into week 8 at 4-3. And I think, you know, from where you started and a couple of those games in Knoxville and Farmington, 4-3 looks pretty good. And especially when you look at, you know, two games the next 2 weeks that I think you're definitely favored in and are definitely, you know, winnable games. So how do you feel about where you're at now, you know, from after week 1 to now heading into week 8?
Yeah, there's been significant improvement on both sides of the ball. And as I look at it as the offensive coordinator of this ball club, I think offensively we've gotten so much more comfortable with what I'm running. And I have to keep in mind that when I installed our new offense, a lot of these kids kind of reverted to, you know, some old habits. And so it's been kind of like pulling teeth to get those habits broken. But we're at the point in the season where a lot of the little things are starting to come together. We're starting to play as a cohesive unit on that side of the ball. Defense, they've played well all year outside of, you know, the two games, giving up a lot of points to Farmington and Knoxville. But again, we were thin with injuries. No excuse. But yeah, I'm looking forward to these last two games of the regular season and seeing what we can do.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the potential to win out, you know, you look at 6-3 and just kind of flipping the switch, and you can put a lot of those early season issues in the rearview mirror. I really think, and I know you had high expectations coming in, but I really think now that you have to have a really good feel about where we're headed here.
Yeah.
Yep. That this team has a potential, even with a crooked number in the loss column, I think, to do some damage in the postseason. But like you said, hey, we can't let up. We gotta win the game in front of us, and that's Macomb. Can't have a letdown. That's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Sound like a broken record here, but one game at a time from this point forward, right? Got Macomb coming to town next week. Another opportunity, last guaranteed opportunity for our seniors to perform on George Pratt. Got to make the most of that, and then we get to go on the road for the last game of the season at West Hancock. So, yep, excited for those two opportunities. Got to stay focused, take it week by week, make sure our kids are continuing to lock in at practice and execute our game plan. I thought the week of practice we had this week was phenomenal. Kids were really comfortable with what we were doing on both sides of the ball, and then they went out. That was a big push this week was to – we had a great week of practice. We have to carry that over when the bullets are flying on Friday night. And you saw that last night with our execution. So, yeah, really proud of this group.
Just, you know, the one thing I thought about last night for you to win a game like that 36-8, where you really were kind of in control from start to finish with how it's gone the past 3 weeks, you know, the two losses and then a game that was close with Elmwood Brimfield. Did it feel good to have a game where you kind of just, maybe, you know, I'm maybe saying you didn't sweat it at all might be a little bit of an exaggeration, but you were, you know, never trailed, led the whole game. How'd that feel last night?
It was good. I mean, especially for me as a first-year head coach, first-year play caller, that's the first game that we've really dominated from start to finish, dominated for four quarters. And I got into a little bit of a groove last night where it was the first time I felt very, very comfortable calling our offense. Not that I've been uncomfortable in other games, but it just seemed like anything I wanted to call, I could have confidence in because our kids were executing at such a high level. So that's awesome when your kids are executing that well, that it gives our coaches the confidence to dial up whatever we think would work. So, yeah, it was a good feeling last night, and especially to do that in front of our home crowd, because we've done it. We played St. Bede well on the road, executed really well in that game, played some other games on the road, executed well. So that was good to do that in front of our home crowd, in front of our community, I thought.
All right, so this is the last thing I want to ask you. This is like a wild card question. So I saw last Saturday, I was broadcasting the Rock Ridge Monmouth Roseville game. And at halftime, they honored the 1973 Rock Ridge Rockets. So that's modern history for me. Right? I'm a child of the 80s. And the 1973 team, for people that don't look at the history of IHSA high school football, the IHSA state high school football playoff started in 1974. So they honored the 1973 Rock Ridge team, and they said they were 9-1, so they played a 10-week season. You know, normally it's a 9-week season, but no playoffs. Do you ever think about that? I mean, your dad didn't get the opportunity to experience that on the field, and I understand he was a pretty good student athlete. So I thought about, man, his son gets to play, dad doesn't get a experience kind of a playoff run. So, I mean, I'm assuming some of his messaging to you is, hey, don't take this for granted because I didn't get this opportunity in 1973. And maybe the 1973 Rock Ridge Rockets, if they had a simulated game, would beat the 2012 Mercer County Golden Eagles 16-13. No, I'm just kidding. But, I mean, have you had those kind of conversations, knowing that your dad played on a good team but didn't get a play in the playoffs because the system wasn't there then?
Yeah, yeah. He's talked about that to me in the past, but – he's been such a good role model for me through my playing career and here early in my coaching career. It's never really come up in conversation kind of in that context, but I was aware that they had a really good ball club in I think 73, you said, right?
Yeah, 1973, the year before
he's always told me that it was unfortunate that Rockridge didn't have a chance to play in the playoffs that year because he said they were a dang good ball team. So, yeah, but he's always been a great role model for me and kind of pushed me to be who I am today through sports. And kind of like you said, Jim, you only get so many opportunities. That's always been his message to me, is you never know when your time is going to be done because of injury or, you know, especially outside football, circumstances, yeah, stuff like that. So he's always pushed me to make the most of what's right in front of me. And, you know, during the high school days, he would always say, like, time's going to go by fast. Make sure you make the most of everything you do. Then again, in college, same message. So, yeah, I think that probably has a little bit to do with it, that he didn't get a shot at some of the playoff runs I was fortunate enough to take a ride on with those teams, and then success down in Monmouth as well. So, yeah, he's a great role model, super supportive of everything I do, still texts me good luck before every single game. Yeah, great relationship with him, and glad he's in my corner.
So what position did he play?
He played quarterback.
Oh, did he really?
He wasn't a great thrower, but he tried to play quarterback.
Well, so then you guys can have at Thanksgiving dinner this year, you can say, if the 1973 Rockets played the 2012 Eagles, what would the score be?
I'll have to ask him that.
All right. Well, the Eagles are trekking in the right direction, and that's a home game next Friday, right?
Yes, sir.
Against the Macomb Bombers. There were some good games between Macomb and Aledo back in the day at Pratt Memorial Field in the Olympic Conference. So I know they'll be stoked to come into town, and I worry a little bit because the head coach of Macomb, Tanner Horrell, his dad, a longtime assistant at Macomb, back in the Aledo Macomb heyday. So he's going to be stoked, and he's going to tell his kid what it means to come up here and play. So I do worry about that as being a wild card. So I know the Eagles will be ready, though. So have a good week of practice, Coach, and keep it rolling in the right direction, man. Nice going last night.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
All right, Eagles win it by a final of 36-8, 4-3 now, hosting Macomb next Friday. You're listening to WRMJ and WRMJ.com.
Looking for a new pair of kicks? Maybe it's time to ditch that worn-out tongue and flattened sole and check out the latest styles and colors of Hey Dude shoes at 6140 Run. Known as high-performance footwear, they prioritize both quality and fashion with designs for men, women, and youth. Stop in at 6140 Run to check out the expansive selection of Hey Dude shoes in stock now. They remind you not to be fooled by online sites selling Hey Dudes. Make sure your pair are authentic at 6140 Run in Galesburg.
Building relationships, supporting the community, and service. These are the things Country Financial stands for. We're neighbors who lend a helping hand and support the fabric of our community, including charitable organizations, sports, financial education, and civic organizations. Since we're already neighbors, let's get together and chat to talk about the things that are important to you and how we can help you protect them. See your local Country Financial representative today.
In Aledo, see me, Tracy Bigham.
John Waugh.
Or Jason Potter.
In Edgington, see me, Brent Bigham.
In Orion, see me, Julie Hessler.
When it comes to document imaging technology, it's best to deal with a local company. A local company like Office Specialist. Office Specialist has sharp copier printers, color systems, and network printers, all supported by a local do-whatever-it-takes attitude to satisfy you, the customer. Office Specialist puts you, the customer, in charge, so you can make the document imaging decision that's best for your business. Sharp copier printers from Office Specialist. Visit osi.biz.
The Sherrard Tigers win a wild one, 27-26, the final score, scoring with 5 seconds on the clock to go ahead. We're talking now with Sherrard head coach Brandon Johnston. So you've had, what, maybe 20 minutes to digest it, just kind of talk about coming back, 98-yard drive, you know, completing the touchdown pass to a kid who I assume when you woke up today didn't think he'd be in the starting lineup. So kind of a wild drive. You end up walking it off with 5 seconds left. Just take us kind of through what you were thinking when you took over at the 2-yard line and marched down the field.
Yeah, just – you know, obviously have faith, you know, try to, you know, up against it, of course, but, you know, just tried to keep our kids calm, make sure that they knew the situation, exactly what it was, timeouts, clock, working out of bounds and stuff like that. thought we had enough time. Maybe never have enough time, but didn't think that it was that challenging potentially in terms of the time, but had a long ways to go, I guess. We knew we could work middle of the field for several plays there, and we did, and got us close, and we knew we had to start taking some shots. And yeah, you said it. What a day for Cyrus Hoke. Probably woke up, and he and I and most of us probably didn't think he was going to play a whole heck of a lot, and kind of thrust into a pretty volatile atmosphere against a pretty good Orion team, and makes a game-winning touchdown. Just phenomenal. It's so happy for Holland, for all of our kids. But Holland's had us in situations like that several times the last couple years, and especially this year. And to finally see him shine in a moment like that is real special.
Well, obviously, I think with the point in the season you're at, your record coming into tonight at 2-4. I mean, like we said, it was basically like your dying breath on in the last 5 seconds of the game. You score trailing by 6. I mean, with the kind of the losses you've suffered this year, where it's been the flip of this, like, basically 3 of the 4 losses, to finally flip it around and say, okay, we're the team who comes back and scores at the end to win the game and kind of take it away from the other team. How did that feel?
Yeah, it was awesome. Especially to do it against one of our rivals, a home game, in front of our fans on our field. You add it all together, and it's pretty special night for our kids and our fans. And we'll certainly enjoy the heck out of it, and then hopefully try to ride some momentum moving forward.
Well, looking back to the first quarter, which feels like years ago at this point, right? I mean, the way the game started was about as poorly as you could have drawn it up, where initially you're like, great, we get a 3-and-out, but then kind of the freak play where you turn it over on the punt, and then you're driving and then fumble it, and then a couple plays later, you kind of blink and Orion's up 12-0, and you're like, oh my goodness, what's happened here? But you bounce back to get up 13-12 at halftime, and then they go on another run after you go up 20-12. I think they score 14 in a row. So you basically had two different stretches where you had to pick yourself up and try and stop the bleeding. So, I mean, and again, with where you're at in the season, that's kind of tough to do mentally, I think. So just talk a little bit about being able to do that, to stop the run and kind of flip it back around.
Yeah, I've said it all year this year, as we've been on the wrong end of too many of these games. We've got the right group of kids, and I still firmly believe that. Obviously, I believe so much in these kids and their capabilities. We had a real rough start, kind of righted the ship a little bit, and then, as you said, kind of had another little downfall there. But there's never any time that I've doubted these kids this year. And we obviously got blown off the field a little bit last week, but we believed in ourselves going in because of the kids that we have. So we just keep telling our kids, hey, stay positive, keep fighting together. Good things are going to come. I just believe good things are going to come to good people, and we've got some really good kids on our team.
Well, I think tonight you really were able to run the ball well, too. I can't really see the stats all the way over here, but rushing-wise, let's see for you. 23 carries for 85 yards for Noah Fender. Holland Anderson, 13 carries for 31 yards. You had 2 rushing touchdowns tonight, too. And I think maybe tonight was the best, outside of the game against Riverdale, was the best you've looked running the ball, I think. I think that really kind of helped set you up. So what did you think of the rushing offense tonight?
Yeah, we ran the ball real well, very effective. That's something obviously we knew that it probably wasn't going to be our strength necessarily coming into the season, but we're hoping we'd be able to be a little more effective like we finally were tonight, and as you said, against Riverdale as well. So Noah had a huge game. Holland had some real good reads on some of his rushes as well. So yeah, when we can get, you always want more, of course, but when we can get what we got tonight on the ground, that makes us makes defending us, I think, pretty difficult the way that we're able to spread the ball around. They can't just focus on our pass game.
And if I told you before the game you were going to have 9 penalties for 80 yards, do you think you would have won the game?
No. No. When you put yourself in situations like that, and that was kind of the message at halftime, is we kind of felt like that we were allowing them to stay in the game. We thought over the course of four quarters, if we played our best, that we would be the better team. But obviously, we didn't play our best tonight. And part of that, of course, is Orion. You know, they had success and they did some nice things. So, you got to give them credit for some of that as well. But you can't do that against good teams and expect to win too many. And tonight it was obviously super close, and we did just enough.
Well, there's still, I know, work to be done this season. But when you look at Week 7 in 2023, a local rival like Orion that has had Sherrard's number traditionally over the last 10, 15 years, a game you come back and win in the final seconds, and you also, I know you want to win for you, but you also, knock them out of postseason contention too with the win tonight. So what does tonight's win mean for the Sherrard Tiger football program, you think?
Yeah, it's huge for a lot of different reasons. Any win, of course, with the recent history, especially of our program, any win we'll take, however it looks, nine penalties or two or what, doesn't matter to me. So, a little something extra, I think, to push them out of the playoffs. That's a pretty a historical playoff team. They've come up short, I think, the last few years. So it was pretty special to do that to them. We're pretty excited about that for sure.
So had to win three in a row, have to win two in a row now. I know two in a row sounds better than three, but still I know work to be done. Erie Prophetstown next week, a team that has played a lot better the last couple of weeks, and then Monmouth-Roseville in week 9. I know you probably aren't even thinking a second about Monmouth-Roseville yet. So looking ahead to next week, what – are you going to try and get done this week to get ready to try and get to 4-4 a week from tonight up in Erie?
Well, we're really going to rely on Mallory, our athletic trainer, to work her magic and heal some dings and bumps and bruises. That'd be the first thing I think that we could do if we could. She's been incredible. She's awesome at what she does, and I know that she's going to have our kids as ready as she can get, and I wouldn't have anybody else besides her doing it. So, health obviously is the biggest thing, and then trying to put the pieces of the puzzle together. What we've seen from EP, we think that's a pretty darn good 1-5 team. I'm not sure what they did tonight, but we thought that was a pretty good team when we saw them once or twice already on film. So we know that we still feel like our best is going to give us a shot for two straight weeks, and that's all you can ask for right now.
27-26, Sherrard wins it over Orion in week 7. Coach Brandon Johnston, thanks for talking with us, and we'll see you in Erie on Friday.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate you coming out, Ty.
And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.
Foot comfort is important at work. Have you noticed your feet slipping from poor traction? Do your feet slide inside your boots or shoes? If so, it's time for a new pair of Red Wing and Wolverine work boots from 6140 Run. Red Wing boots are abrasion resistant, waterproof, insulated, and come in both safety and soft toe. Wolverine is built for durability. Tackle a tough job or outdoor activity with Red Wing and Wolverine work boots. They come in casual styles too. For hard working quality and comfort, see 6140 Run at 185 West Main Street in Galesburg. At Country Financial, we're more than just an office you may pass by as you drive through town. We are part of a community that helps support the programs that make our neighborhoods thrive. We take the time to get to know our customers. We know that every situation is unique, and our goal is to understand yours so we can help you be confident about your financial security and your future. To talk about how we can help ensure that the future you're dreaming of is something you can proudly own no matter what it looks like, see your local Country Financial representative.
In Aledo, see me, Tracy Bigham.
John Waugh.
Or Jason Potter.
In Edgington, see me, Brent Bigham.
In Orion, see me, Julie Hessler.
Well, we're talking now with Orion Charger head coach Chip Filler for the second week in a row, a heartbreaking loss in the final moments. Just kind of initially, I guess, your message to your team, losing by 1 point on the last play of the game for the second week in a row.
Hey, man, we're getting closer. Unfortunately, we are what we are, and that sucks. There's not much you can say to them.
Right.
They're just looking at, and they're looking at you in disbelief. I mean, 98 yards, with a minute and a half. I give a lot of credit to Holland Anderson. Nice job leading them down the field and the execution. And, we're so conscious on where Carter was that I think we forgot that there was four other receivers out there. And, that's kind of unfortunate, because we wasted a really good game by Owen Voorhees. Yeah. And we wasted a really good game by Kale. And Aiden Fisher ran the ball really well offensively. It's just Yeah, I mean, we're so young, and the guys that we're relying on to make plays are juniors and sophomores, and you know that doesn't, you know, nobody should feel sorry for us, because when we bounce back, I don't want anybody feeling sorry for. We're not gonna feel sorry for the other on the other end. So, you know, we'll be better, and you know, that's kind of where we're at with them. And you know, we got homecoming next week, and then we get a senior night, so these guys have a lot to play for. Now they just got to get their, you know. Gotta lick their wounds, and we'll see how much character we have, because when your back's against the wall, that's what this is about. I mean, this is going to be a lot of character, and you know, they can quit and go to basketball season or go to wrestling or do whatever, or they can fight, and we'll see where we're at. Well, I know there's about a handful that will fight.
Well, when you look, I mean, the play that Sherrard scored, I know, you know, obviously you're going to say don't let someone get behind you, and that happened, unfortunately, right? I know it's not as simple as that, but...
Oh, it is as simple as that, Ty. It is absolutely as simple as that.
From the sideline, you know, I think they had the three receivers to the right and just the one receiver to the left, and they just threw it to the near sideline from our vantage point. Right. So what did you see on that play that went wrong defensively?
Well, they had three receivers to that side.
Okay.
So, I mean, Carter was in that bunch. And so we were, you know, we're watching Carter go down the middle of the field, and we were very conscious of that. And I think the corner, Caden Milkey, who's a senior, was staring at number four while, I don't know which number caught it, 19 or 11. Ran by him, and again, a great throw by Holland, a great catch by that kid. You know, hats off to Sherrard. They did a great job. They were well executed there at the last part. So, I mean, you know, we get a bonehead play by a senior corner, and or just not even a bonehead, just, you know, maybe it just sums up our year, and he's not the only one. We're just careless at times, and we lose focus, and you know, it costs us games.
Well, you look at where you're at now, and like you said, now 2-5 the record. So obviously now the postseason out of the picture. And we talked about this preseason where, you know, missing the postseason now for the third year in a row is something that this program, it really rarely has happened. I think for the first time since you've been the head coach.
Right.
I think the last time there was 3 years in a row was 2001 was the year. So I know you have a really young team. This season, you know, your basically core nucleus is back. You talked about Kale and Owen Voorhees had big nights. We'll talk about them in a moment. But just when you look ahead to next year, what's it going to take, you think, to get back over the hump?
Well, you know, our commitment level has to be a little bit higher, and that's from everybody. You know, that's from coaches to players to even community. You know, which is Orion's a great community, gets behind them. The one thing is that, you know, they're very, I would say that, you know, they would like to win, and they should. And so our fan base, you can get a little bit short-tempered, and, you know, and people need to understand that, you know, we're a work in progress. But we are what we are, what our record says. So, but I think, you know, commitment level, like, you know, I heard a great quote from Jeff Saturday the other day, and he was quoting Tom Moore from an offensive line, offensive coordinator for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and he said, your teams are built from March to August, and you are what you are going into the season. And that's very true. And so we've got to make sure that when we come back into our off season from March to August, we're building up the best football team that we can possibly build. Because then, like I said, we are what we are from there. And, you know, we're going to try to do some things, but our weight room's got to be better. Our off season conditions got to be, and we have to do the little things, you know. You know, Kale does a great job of getting these receivers in and throwing with them through every week, making sure we're handling that way. So I think we have to have more of a commitment from that end as well.
So how do you feel where you're at right now?
How do I feel? I think we're, you know, obviously, you know, these two losses, you know, they're swing games, and we'd like to be, you know, we could be 4-3 at this point. And that's where we should be in my retrospect. But I still feel like, you know, we're heading in the right direction. We're trending that the right way. Now let's see how the next two games go, and we'll see. But, you know, it's probably less about us, you know, and some of the youth and some of that stuff that we had going on, and should be more about praising Sherrard and the things that they did. Carter but played a great game, and so did Holland, and that offensive line, you know, 61 gets in the game and shores up that playing center. And, you know, I was kind of shocked to see him out there, but, you know, he did a great job when he got out there. So,
well, I want to touch on some positives. Now you talk about the young team you have. So your sophomore quarterback, Kale Filler, tonight, 14 for 20, 231 yards, 4 touchdowns. And he's had a good year, but I think a real breakout night for Owen Voorhees tonight.
Oh.
When you talk about 7 catches, 152 yards, 2 touchdowns, and like you mentioned earlier, 98-yard drive by Sherrard, but a perfect punt by him.
Oh, God, into yeah, that put it too. In there.
So
absolutely.
Those two kids, both sophomores, I mean, obviously really, really, you know, hurtful loss, but mm-hmm. you saw some really flashes of brilliance from those two kids, especially tonight.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, to think that those guys are going to be – you will have those for the next 2 years or 3 years, and, you know, Jake didn't have a Jake night, so to speak, Bainbridge, but, you know, he's coming back, and Aiden's coming back, and – you know, well, most of that offensive line is coming back, and then but I think we're okay. As defensively, we got to make sure we're shoring some things up, and you know that'll be a point of emphasis. But we'll be back, and you know, I'm not worried about that, and you know, get us now. You know, I mean, get us when we're down, because when we come back, I don't want to hear anybody crying.
Well, and, you know, obviously a highly emotional game with both teams playing for a lot tonight between two schools that are, what, 7-10 miles apart.
Right.
I mean, this is kind of a night that you say at the end of the day, you know, win or lose. I know it's hard in the moment, but when you talk about interscholastic athletics, I mean, what a fun atmosphere, fun environment tonight.
Yep.
The two local rivals went at it. You come up short, but, you know, when you play in a game like this, it's a type of game kids remember, the environment.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So a positive for that, too.
Yeah, yep. And, you know, I had a great conversation real quick with Carter Brown before he left, and I said, hey, look, you know, you do anything, you know, I'm not a huge Sherrard fan by any stretch of the imagination, but I would like to see him get a chance to get in the postseason. So I said, hey, make sure you take care of the next 2 weeks and punch yourself in, because it's been a seriously long time since Sherrard been in the postseason, so go ahead and do it.
So that's Orion head coach Chip Filler joining us. Want to say, you know, thank you. 2 weeks in a row, tough losses. Coach Filler walks right up here and talks to us.
Yeah.
So thanks a lot.
I've been called not classy, but I tried to get up here and say some things that are nice to people. So
all right, Coach Filler joining us as the Chargers fall in the final seconds to Sherrard, 27-26. Coach Filler, thanks for talking with us.
All right.
Talk to you later in the week.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks, Ty.
And I'm Ty Taylor. We'll be back with more on WRMJ after this.
Big box and online stores seem to have it all, but they have great local customer service and support. When they don't see you face-to-face, how much can they really care or even actually help you? Office Specialists at Advanced Business Systems has it all, too. But they have even more. They see you. They'll take good care of you right here where you live and work for office supplies, furniture, promotional products, IT support, printing, mailing, janitorial supplies, and much more. OSI and Advanced Business Systems are your local partners for everything in the workplace. Visit osi.biz or stop in at Office Specialists in Galesburg and Advanced Business Systems Moline.
Looking for a new pair of kicks? Maybe it's time to ditch that worn-out tongue and flattened sole and check out the latest styles and colors of Hey Dude shoes at 6140 Run. Known as high-performance footwear, they prioritize both quality and fashion with designs for men, women, and youth. Stop in at 6140 Run to check out the expansive selection of Hey Dude shoes in stock now. They remind you not to be fooled by online sites selling Hey Dudes. Make sure your pair are authentic at 6140 Run in Galesburg.
All right, 2 weeks from tonight is the WRMJ Pigskin playoff preview, and Glenn Cook is getting his A material lined up. He's going to be in the studio.
You know who else is going to be here?
We need Coach Breeden. Please
tell me. He'll be here. Right now, our esteemed panel that we have confirmed are me, which esteemed and me in the same sense doesn't quite
yes,
fit, Glenn Cook and Bill Breeden. Unfortunately, Eric Cutchins has a wedding that night, so we can't be here. And especially if Sherrard gets to 5 wins, I'm going to be so mad at Eric for not being here.
All right. And I know, Ty, he mashed up the highlights of the final two drives of the games last night we broadcast. That's available on demand at WRMJ.com. And I know if you missed some of this, we'll be posting later this morning. And I know to give Greg Armstrong credit last night, what do they call that?
It's the View from the West podcast, and then they call it the Instant Reacts every Friday night. We were honored to be on there.
Well,
it was
so
time.
Great because it was such a long day yesterday. But so what? They start recording that like at 11:30.
Yeah, because Greg shoots highlights for WQAD.
Off?
We got done probably a little after 1. I mean, it was so about like an hour and 50 minutes.
So if you got to mow the grass today or do something, listen to that thing because it's freaking hilarious.
It is pretty funny. And there's not a funnier man maybe on the face of the earth than Brian Stocking. That guy, I mean, everything he says is hilarious. I was laughing, and some of the stories he was telling was great. The story he said when he was a freshman keeping stats for Riverdale in football, and the MLB commissioner died, and he ran into the superintendent of Riverdale.
It was at Alito, too.
Yeah, it was at Alito. Yeah, he said he was standing right by John Hochschild the whole night, and I'm like, boy, those are two guys I'd love to hear a conversation between. But yeah, it's a great show every week. They do a show every Friday night during the season where they kind of react instantly to the action. Then they do a weekly show. I think it airs on Tuesdays. They record it Monday nights where they do a kind of more in-depth recap of the week and then look ahead to the following week's games. So they do a really, really, really good job covering local high school football. They cover the track, the Lincoln Land, the Big Six, and then the NUIC too, and also they cover local eight-man football. So really, they do a great job covering the entire area. So I can't recommend listening to that weekly enough. They do a great job.
Well, I want to give an assist to Nick Bull, because Greg Armstrong told the story last night. He goes, because Greg Armstrong's from Ottawa, and he goes, Nick Bull tipped me off to WRMJ many years ago, and that's one of the greatest things that ever happened to me, or something like that. I'm like, wow, you've had a great life on the run. All right, our great sponsors, man. That's what it's all about, our great sponsors that do this. And then, like I told Coach Cook last night that, you know, it's great to be a homer, right? Because we're invested in Rock Ridge and Sherrard and Orion and Mercer County. That's who we root for.
And that's the thing, last night, that game, you know, and we had it earlier this year, too, with that Rock Ridge and Sherrard game. I was so happy, like, for the Rock Ridge kids to experience that win over Sherrard, but I was crushed for the Sherrard kids. And last night, same thing, you know, I was so excited for those Sherrard kids that got to have that incredible win. But for Orion, man, you feel so bad for those kids 2 weeks in a row, losses like that. But looking ahead to next week, we've got a couple of big games, you know, Mercer County at home against Macomb. So the Bombers are 3-4 now, playing for their playoff lives. Mercer County 4-3. Sherrard Tigers into week 8. They are at Erie Prophetstown. I can't wait to go to Erie next week for that game between them. So the Tigers will look to get to 4-4 next week.
Rock that's Ridge a tough
is,
game.
It I'm is. Oh, that's not a guaranteed game, win at all. And then Rock Ridge next week is at Hall, right? Yep. It's another fun trip for you and Coach.
Well, I love
Cook.
The venue of Hall because their stands are right on the field. I like that at Hall.
So Rock Ridge will try to get to 7-1 next week, and then Orion will look to bounce back, obviously out of playoff contention now, but they are taking on Monmouth-Roseville at home. Homecoming for Orion next week, too, for the Chargers. So we'll see how they respond from a couple of really tough losses. So four games next week across WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Are you ready for week 8 yet?
I can't believe it. It's week 8, and we'll see the storylines developing. And I want to hear a sideline report, because this is for the old people of the 90s that listened to the station. Back in the 90s when Macomb was coached by Kelly Sears in their defensive coordinator, they were a great tandem. Steve Horrell was their defensive coordinator. His brother has done some work on the station, Bill Horrell, and has a radio career. And then Steve Horrell's kid is now the head coach at Macomb, Tanner Hull. But Bill Braden, he needs to do like a sideline report where he interviews Steve Horrell, and they need to talk about the 1990s of the Dragons and the Bombers. So maybe he can do one of those sideline reports that will last about 13 minutes. And the other thing I mentioned Bill Braden in our broadcast last night, and I was telling Glenn Cook, I said, man, I hope Coach Braden can watch Ryan Lower play in one of these games. Yeah. And he goes, well, what, you know, why'd you want to do that? I said, because I love the term that Coach Braden would always use when he'd talk about good defensive players. And he goes, well, what's that? And Coach Braden, he'd always call him, you know, him, Coach Bob Mitten, and the late, great Coach Amy, they'd always say, one tough hombre is what they would say. And he'd say that, he would say that about Ryan Lowe, well, who absolutely blasted a kid again last night early in
the
that
great
game.
Thing about that is Coach Breeden will get to see Ryan Lower next year and the year after.
That's
right. So how exciting
he'll
is
say
that?
Tough hombre.
I can't wait. Like we said earlier, Mercer County in the track, a perfect fit. I cannot wait for next year.
All right, we still got some stories to tell, though, here in 2023. That'll wrap it up on the WRMJ Sports Line for Ty Taylor. Jim Taylor, WRMJ Sports.
This has been Sportsline on WRMJ. Today's program has been brought to you by 614-0 Run in Galesburg, your spot for custom-fitted running and walking shoes, Hey Dude Shoes and Birkenstock Sandals, plus Red Wing and Wolverine Work Boots, Office Specialists in Galesburg, Advanced Business Systems in Moline, your headquarters for office supplies, computer sales and service, phone systems, Sharp copiers, promotional materials, and more. And by your local Country Financial representatives, Tracy Bigham, Jason Potter, and Brent Bigham, offering insurance for your life, health, home, auto, farm, or business. The proceeding has been a presentation of WRMJ Sports, your high school sports voice in Western Illinois.